We're back in here now. I'm your host, Meryl Pepcorn. Lynn Jaworski will be in later. She'll tell us what's up in Winnipeg. Dakota Datebook, of course, towards the end of the program. But as promised a bit earlier, we're going to visit right now with Tom Schwartz, who is a certified wildlife biologist, and he's also the national marketing manager for FDC Enterprises. Now, that's a company that's working with landowners and the Natural Resources Conservation Service on a seeding project in southeastern North Dakota. And we're going to learn all about that right now. Hello, Tom. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about the project, I'd like to learn a little bit more about your company, FDC Enterprises. Who are you? What do you do?
Well, we were formed in 2003, and we are a native grass installation company. And basically, we focus on establishing native grasses on CRP, and more recently, we have gotten into the biofuels industry. But I would say about 95% of our business right now is working with customers who have enrolled in either the Conservation Reserve Program or the Wetland Reserve Program, both USDA programs.
An interesting mission. Here's a company, FDC Enterprises. The initials stand for the initials of the founder of the company. I know I don't have it here in front of me. I know Fred is his first name. I know that. But a company on a mission to plant native grasses. Now, that's an interesting goal. How did Fred get started on this path?
Yeah, actually, it was in the conjunction with Pheasants Forever, and FDC Enterprises actually originated from Columbus, Ohio. And they had a program started there that's called the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. Mm-hmm. And that's another NRCS, USDA, FSA program. And basically there was about 100,000 acres worth of native grasses that needed to be seeded and really no outlet or contractor available to do that type of work. And so Pheasants Forever had a relationship with Fred Circle doing other projects and really encouraged Fred to look into maybe getting into the business of planting native grasses. And so that's really how the whole company started and has really expanded since then.
What's your project in southeastern North Dakota, Tom?
We have partnered up with the Wild Rice Conservation District, and basically what we do is we offer services to landowners that have enrolled in mostly Conservation Reserve Program, the continuous programs, whether it's the CP38, which is the State Acres for Wildlife Enhancement, or CP23, or 37, all different types of programs within the Conservation Reserve Program. And basically I've offered them an option to go ahead and have us do the native grass establishment for them if they don't have an outlet to do it any other way.
Now, how do you identify these areas, like these counties? Let's see, it's Ransom. Is it Ransom, Sargent? Do you know the other county that you're in down there right offhand?
Ransom, Sargent, and Richland are really – Sargent County is really the focus county, but Ransom and Richland, I believe, are the other two that we are also doing some work in. Basically, what we do is we actually follow – the USDA programs, all the information is available online, and we do research. We check out to find out where people are signing up, what counties have large sign-ups of CRP programs, and part of my job is to go out to those counties that it looks like there's an opportunity for us and to meet the folks at the USDA Service Center, both in the NRCS and FSA office, mm-hmm. and make them aware of our services and ask to be added to the vendor list, and we have also started a program that we call the Native Warm Season Grass Certified Advisor Program, which basically partners up with conservation districts to offer a service to landowners who may want to have grasses planted.
Well, you're the marketing manager, Tom. I mean, what's your pitch? What do you tell them? What's the advantage to organizations like the USDA? And then I would imagine, you know, landowners that are signed up for some of these conservation programs.
Right. Well, that's a great question. I would say, you know, there are a number of things that's really the pitch for us. Probably first and foremost, we are the only company in the nation that we're aware of that actually warranties the work that we do. And what that means, if we don't meet minimum standards by the second year of planting, we will actually come back and replant that project free of charge for landowners. It's pretty unprecedented in the industry, and we do not let weather play a role in that warranty. If it's flooded out or if it's a drought situation, we still come back and replant free of charge for the landowners. So that really gives them a sense of security that they're going to have a good project done there. The other thing that we offer is a full turnkey service. So not only are we planting the seed, we actually supply the seed, and we do a chemical application all at the same time. In fact, our planters are mounted with boom sprayers, and so we spray and plant all at the same time. And obviously the economics and financial side of things play a role. And typically there's, in most of the programs that we're working with, 90% of the cost to install these native grasses is paid for through the federal government, as long as a maximum amount is not exceeded. And we've always stayed below the not-to-exceed rate. And so really it's next to nothing for landowners to have us come and do the planting for them, and then that sense of security of us warrantying that work.
Well, even at that 10% cost, say, or even if it cost them nothing, I mean, what's in it for the landowners to have you come in and plant these native grasses like this?
Yeah, well, obviously it's part of the program that they're enrolled in. They're required to plant those grasses.
All right.
But in addition to that, we're providing some great conservation on the ground, both for water and soil quality, but also a lot of times the landowners have the option to do what's called a cool season grass planting, which is a tame planting. Typically it would be a brome planting or some other cool season grass with a legume, or they can go to the native grasses, which in most cases provides better habitat for wildlife, provides more diversity, and has more longevity of a stand. And so it's difficult to establish these native grasses, but the advantages that they get for planting the native grasses is something that a lot of people want to see out there from the wildlife benefit side of things, in addition to the soil and water quality.
Well, I'd imagine that varieties of grasses are different, you know, from one part of the country to the other. How do you know what to plant in Ransom County in North Dakota, for example?
You bet. You're exactly right. In fact, we use not only different species throughout the United States, we use different varieties within each species. So we work very closely with the Natural Resource Conservation Service. They put together a seeding plan which includes the different species of grasses and forbs, which are wildflowers that need to be planted, but not only the species, we actually follow the different varieties of each species that needs to be planted as well. And so we have to follow those plans very closely, and that's something that we pay attention to. And it makes sense. These species and varieties are suited for different parts of the country, and if we were trying to plant the wrong species in an area, we wouldn't see the success that we do out there.
We are visiting with Tom Schwartz with FDC Enterprises, a company that works with the NRCS and landowners and planting native grasses really in a wide area all across the United States. As a matter of fact, they're in a project right now in southeastern North Dakota. I think you said earlier in the conversation here, Tom, that you provide the seed too. I mean, you must have quite a stockpile of seed of native grasses. Now, where'd you get them all, and where do you keep those seeds?
Yeah, we do a couple of different things. We work very closely with a number of different seed companies. So we ourselves are not seed suppliers or seed growers.
Okay.
We have some great partners that we work with.
Yep.
And it's interesting that you say the storage side of things, because we actually have taken the storage and preparation side of things when it comes to seed to the next level. We actually keep our seed in industrial-sized freezers where we can manipulate temperature and humidity to increase germination and help that grass get out of the ground once we get it planted. And so we do take our storage and our seed very seriously. If we don't have that viable seed in the ground, all our other technology just really doesn't matter too much after that.
Well, and you just can't take modern seeders out, say for your regular row crops or grains, and go out and plant native grasses. I understand you have some unique ways of planting the seeds too.
That's exactly correct. We actually are on our fourth generation of native grass planters. We started out using traditional native grass planters like Truax, Great Plains, Sioux Cup, Thai. They all make different native grass drills, and they all do a pretty fine job. But we really wanted to hone in on making sure that we're getting our seed placement just perfectly at that quarter inch, making sure we're getting our distribution across the field evenly, and making sure that every acre that we plant is done to a level of preciseness that most others in the industry really don't pay attention to. And so we are on our fourth generation of drill, and we've done all kinds of modifications to corn planters, actually. We fabricate our own plates. We do some internal designing within the mechanisms, and we've narrowed up the rows so that we meet the specifications that are out there for the NRCS programs. And also the pack or the depth wheels that we use on there are very important to make sure that we're getting that quarter-inch placement of seed regardless of whether we're in sandy soils or real heavy loamy-type soils. And so we take that side very seriously. Now, the other thing that we do, too, is we actually add micronutrients to our seed, and this has been used in the vegetable industry for a number of years, but really not in the native grass industry. And basically what it is are different trace minerals, calcium, magnesium, things of that nature that help to increase the germination and early seedling vigor so we can get those grasses and forbs out of the ground quickly to outcompete the weeds that are in the soil already.
Well, you take more care in planting these native grasses than I do planting my 6x12 garden, so I'm sure you have a pretty good success rate.
Yep. In fact, our success rate is about 97%.
Wow.
And that's why we can offer the warranty that we do, because we are quite confident that we will get the grass out of the ground. In fact, we have about 3,000 of acres in the ground already in the area described earlier, and most of it we're already seeing out of the ground and growing just fine. So things are looking great. Obviously, we haven't had any lack of moisture this year. We've been dodging the raindrops, just trying to find some dry dirt and let the rain hit it, and it goes from there. So it's been a challenging year, but at the same time, because there is so much moisture, we're seeing some real good results early on here.
Tom, we got to go. We got to let you go. But very quickly, if somebody listening is interested in this program of yours, what's the best thing for them to do? Who to call, where to go, how to find out more?
Yeah, probably the best way to find out more about us is to go to our website, which is FDCEnterprises.com. If you're in that Sargent, Ransom County, Richland area, certainly can hook up with the Wild Rice Conservation District there. They're our partners in that area. And all of our contact information is on the website there, so you could feel free to call us if you'd like to do that as well.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom Schwartz with FDC Enterprises.